Five little pumpkins sitting on a gate. The first one said, "Oh my, it's getting late." The second one said, "There are witches in the air." The third one said, "But we don't care." The fourth one said, "Let's run and run and run." The fifth one said, "I'm ready for some fun." Ooh, went the wind and out went the light. And the five little pumpkins rolled out of sight.
That was Raffi, and you're listening to the Children's Hour. We wanted to know more about those teal pumpkins we see at Halloween. So we met in a cafe with someone who knows. Here with me is Charlotte Joseph. She is the co-director of the Anaphylactic Food Allergy Support New Mexico Network. And I'm so delighted to have met you here at a restaurant to talk about food allergies. Thanks for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having us.
What is an anaphylactic food allergy?
An anaphylactic food allergy is when you have a severe reaction to a food protein. So when you eat that food protein, your body thinks it's an enemy and it wants to get rid of it. And so it does that by having a systemic reaction to that. And what that looks like when you're having a severe reaction is that your body can have hives, it can have an itchy mouth, a runny nose, you can feel really lightheaded. Eventually, it can lead to your throat closing. And the only way to stop this anaphylactic reaction that's happening is to use a type of auto-injector that has a drug in it that will stop the reaction from happening.
Can you talk a little bit about what kind of foods cause these reactions?
Typically in the U.S., there are 8 food allergies that account for 90% of the severe food reactions. And those 8 food allergies are peanuts, and then tree nuts like cashews, walnuts, pistachios, pecans, wheat, soy, dairy, also eggs, and then shellfish, all different kinds of shellfish like shrimp and lobster, and then fish. Those are the top 8, but corn is also a really common food allergy in the U.S.
These are also really very common foods. Let's talk about school lunches. Some kids bring their lunch, some kids buy their lunch. It's tempting to share your lunch when you're at school because it's your friend and you want to show them what you're eating.
Yeah, it's our policy that kids should never share food, and particularly with somebody who has food allergies, because it's really hard to know what's in that food, especially if it doesn't have a label. So you might have a muffin that you want to share, but maybe that muffin is baked with egg and your friend has an egg allergy. So if your friend ate that muffin that's delicious to you, it could be life-threatening for your friend and cause their body to have a really bad reaction.
You have a program called the Be a Pal program. Can you talk a little bit about that? What is the Be a Pal program?
Yeah, the Be a Pal program is actually a national program from an organization called FAIR. And the Be a Pal program, it's really about inclusion. It's about being a good friend to somebody who has food allergies. And so what that entails is helping your friend avoid a reaction. And the best way to do that is to not be around your food allergy. So, for instance, if your friend is allergic to dairy, then you're not going to eat cheese around your friend in order to protect them. And if you do eat cheese, then you want to make sure you wash your hands before being around them. So if you go to their house, first thing you do when you walk in is wash your hands. It's also about recognizing symptoms of a reaction, so that if your friend starts to have a reaction, such as, you know, feeling lightheaded, having itchiness all over, then you would know what to do. And maybe if you're older, that means calling 911. It's finding an adult. Maybe it's helping your friend use their epinephrine auto-injector. And then also just participating in activities that don't involve food, like going to the park, going to concerts, doing things like that that don't involve food. So there's just less stress for your friend.
You can learn more about the Be a Pal program at foodallergy.org. Halloween is coming up, and of course, part of Halloween in the United States is we go knocking on people's doors saying trick or treat, and we get candy. Now, I'm just thinking here, this must be a nightmare for kids who have food allergies in terms of you can't just go get food from people. What exactly are you all doing to help make sure that kids who have food allergies can have a great Halloween?
Well, there's a national program called the Teal Pumpkin Project, and it raises awareness about food allergies. If you paint a pumpkin teal, the color teal, which is the color for food allergy awareness, and you put that pumpkin outside your door, that means that you have non-food items available for people who need them, not just food allergy kids, but kids who might have diabetes or other conditions. And so you could have treats in your house, such as glow bracelets or bubbles or pencils, stickers, puzzles, things like that for kids as an option. You can still have regular candy for those who want that, but it's nice to have an option that is safe for those with food allergies.
Well, Charlotte, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having us and talking about this important issue to us.
Don't forget, you can have a teal pumpkin. You don't need to have a food allergy yourself. All you need to do is have stuff to give away on Halloween that is not food. Thanks again, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Trick or treat around these streets, but I know there won't be too many things I can eat. For every couple of goblins, there's a ghoul like me who just wants to be a kid but has a food allergy. There's painted pumpkins all over. Jack-o'-lantern's got a makeover. I paint my pumpkin teal. I paint my pumpkin teal, 'cause allergies are real. I paint it 'cause I get it, raise awareness too. I paint my pumpkin teal, yeah, will you? Doesn't mean you need an allergy in your family. Some small toys or stickers substitute for the candy. Then everyone's included just the way they should. And your house sets the bar for your neighborhood. Yeah, it's not too late to grab a brush and a can of paint. I paint my pumpkin teal. I paint my pumpkin teal, 'cause allergies are real. I paint it 'cause I get it, raise awareness too. I paint my pumpkin teal, yeah, will you? They're all over the place. Teal pumpkins are all the rage. One, two, three, I paint my pumpkin teal. I paint my pumpkin teal, 'cause allergies are real. I paint it 'cause I get it, raise awareness too. I paint my pumpkin teal, yeah, will you? I paint my pumpkin teal. I paint my pumpkin teal. I paint it 'cause I get it, raise awareness too. I paint my pumpkin teal, yeah, will you?
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and in the background, you're hearing Dr. Frankenstein. And EVT Kids had spooky Halloween nights. Paint My Pumpkin Teal is a song made by Kyle Dine. And I hope you get inspired to offer treats at your house for kids who might have food allergies and tell them that they're there by painting a pumpkin teal. You're listening to the Children's Hour in celebration of Halloween and all things pumpkin spice. We've got a learning guide to learn a lot more. It's full of activities and fun things to do, and it meets national education standards, so the Children's Hour can be used in the classroom. Tell a teacher and find all our learning guides at childrenshour.org. This episode is called Pumpkin Spice. I'm Katie Stone. I've loved being with you today on the Children's Hour. We have time for just one more, so we're going to go out with Lori Berkner. This is from Let's Go, and I sure hope you know the answer to this question. Have a great Halloween, and we'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
What am I gonna be? What am I gonna be? I wanna wear a Halloween costume. Will anybody recognize me? Wait!
Wait!
I've got a great idea. I'll wear a suit all made of fur.
What am I gonna be?
I'll have a big mane and I'll say roar.
What am I gonna be?
A lion!
Yes, you guessed! When you see a lion, it could be me.
What am I gonna be?
What?
What am I gonna be?
What?
I wanna wear a Halloween costume. Will anybody recognize me?
What?
Wait!
I've got a great idea. I'll wear clothes that are entirely black.
What am I gonna be?
I'll have a broomstick and a pointy hat.
What am I gonna be?
Yes, you guessed.
When you see a witch, it could be me.
What am I gonna be?
What?
What am I gonna be?
What?
I wanna wear a Halloween costume. Will anybody recognize me?
What?
Wait.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, and Thaniel Lentz. Amber Scheel writes our learning materials. Find them at childrenshour.org. Look for Pumpkin Spice.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.